This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. I just want to clarify, if you listen to the Shir on Tezayin Amud Aleph, on the top of the page, the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that a Metzora, whether a Metzora could send his Karbanos? So Rashi seemed like he's saying that the Raya is in Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rashi in the top of Rashi says, Alma shalaiha yochal lahakir of karbonai asir so'ifa ad shenitar mitumas meis. So Rashi says the Raya is in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So we pointed out yesterday when we reviewed that the Chazon Ish learns that these words of Rashi, Alma, really are not on Rabbi Yehuda, but are on Rabbi Shimon. So the Raya is not from Rabbi Yehuda, but rather in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so we go on the bottom of the page. Yeah. Okay, learning should be Gittel Bas Abraham. Shamash Avon Aliyah. So now we're discussing, the Gemara made a statement, seven lines in the bottom. Rav Chisda said, our Nidoy is like their Nazifa. And their Nazifa was 7 days. Their Nazifa was 7 days. So Gemara asked on that. Their Nazifa was 7 days. We have an account over here when the son of Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, was learning with Bar Kapara, who was a Talmud of Rabbi, and they had a kasha. And Rabbi Shimon said to Bar Kapara, you know, we need Rabbi's opinion here. And Bar Kapara said, no, there's no way Rabbi could understand the sugya. And when Rabbi heard about it, he was makbid. So it says over here that Bar Kapara was noyeg nazifas for 30 days. So how could we say that their nazifas was 7 days, but we see that their nazifas was 30 days? Furthermore, two lines in the bottom. Shuv pam echad, another time, Gazar Rabbi decreed, shlo yishanu l'tamidim b'shuk, should not teach Torah publicly. It's a private thing. You don't teach Torah publicly. Shouldn't teach Torah in the market. My dorosh, what did Rabbi darshan? He darshan the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Chamuke yirechayach means hidden thighs like jewels. So we darshan ma'yorech b'seisar, just like the thigh is a hidden part of the body after v'toyra b'seisar. Torah should be taught privately.
In other words, you have to teach.
So you should Torah has to be taught privately. How do we know it's referring to Torah? Because the end of the pasuk is ma'ase yidei oimein. And that refers to the fact that the Torah is the omnis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah has to be taught secretly, privately. And what happened? Yotza Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia went out. V'shana l'shnei b'nei Echav. He taught the two sons of his brothers, B'shuk. Now this is a very interesting account over here. Who did Rabbi Chia teach? He taught the two sons of his brothers, the Rav and Rabba Babarchana. Rav and Rabba Barchana were the sons of his brothers. Were the sons of Rabbi Chia's brothers. What's the story? Rashi says, Rav Barachua de Rabbi Chia Hava. Rav was the son of the brother Rabbi Chia. De Hava Bar Achde, because he was the son of his sister. Rav Barachana Bar Achua de Rabbi Chia, de Lav Bar Achde. Rav Barachana was the son of the brother Rabbi Chia, not from his sister. Kedamrinam b'Sanhedrin. So what's going on over here? So the Rashi in Sanhedrin explains, there's a man by the name of Rav Acha of Kafri, who was the father of Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was the son of Rav Acha of Kafri. Now, the mother of Rabbi Chia had a son by the name of Ima. Excuse me, had a daughter by the name of Ima. Okay? So Rav Acha de Kafri married a woman who was the mother of Rabbi Chia. They had Rabbi Chia. They had a sister. They had a girl by the name of Ima. Now Rav Acha de Kafri had another son who is a half brother of Rabbi Chia named Ibo. So Rav Acha de Kafri had a son Ibo, had a daughter Ima, and the son and the daughter who were not related, because they were half brothers who were not related. In other words, Rav Chia's father Rav Acha de Kafri married a woman who is Rav Chia's mother. And that woman had a daughter from a different marriage named Ima, and Ima married Ibo. So basically, Rabbi Chia's half-brother and half-sister married each other. Now, the half-brother and half-sister were not related, and they produced Rav. Anyway, Rav Chiya taught the two sons of his brother. One brother was Ibo, one sister was Ima, and he taught Rav and Rav of Abrachana. And Rabbi heard, Shama Rabbi Ikbid, Rabbi heard, and he was Makbid. Also, Rav Chiya came, Lischazuyele, to see Rabbi. Rav Chiya came to visit Rabbi. And Rabbi was Makbid. Amrale, Aya, mi kar lecha b'chutz. Aya is like a derogative term for Chiya. Some say because Chiya cannot pronounce the difference between the two guttural sounds, Chesanayin. So Rabbi said, Iya, mi kar lecha b'chutz. Someone's calling you outside, meaning get law. You gotta get out of here. Right? In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he discusses the permissibility or the lack thereof of referring to somebody. Could a Rebbe deride a Talmud? Could a Rebbe insult a Talmud to sort of set him straight? The Talmud's not doing the right thing. Does the Rebbe have the right to demean the Talmud as a form of Musar? Apparently that's what Rebbe did. So you see from here that under certain circumstances, permitted for the Rebbe to insult the Talmud. Obviously this is a question that Chafetz Chaim deals with in the Ber Maim Chaim. Okay. So Yada Dinaka Milsavadaita, Rav Chiya realized that Rebbe was upset with him. Nag Nazifus ben Avshit Chasin Yamin, so he practiced Nazifus in himself for 30 days. Biyom Tlasin, on the 30th day, Shalachle, he sent to him, Ta, Rebbe sent to Rav Chiya, come. Hadar Shalachle Dolay Laisi. And then Rebbe changed his mind. He said, you know what, don't come. Sigmaras Meikar Mai Savar, Losef Mai Savar. In the beginning, what did Rebbe hold? And in the end, what did he hold? Meaning, why did Rebbe first say on the 30th day, come, and then he changed his mind and said, don't come? So Gemara says, Meikara Savar Miktasayam Kekulai. At first, Rebbe held part of a day of Nidoy is like the whole day. So he said, come, it's the 30th day of Saif Savar. In the end, he held, Loy Amrino Miktasayam Kekulai. L'Saif Asa. In the end, Rebbe Chiya came, because Rebbe Chiya, we'll see, didn't get the message not to come. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Rebbe Chiya, Mayosis, why'd you come? Amar Lei, so Rebbe Chiya said, Deshalach li mar, delisi, you sent that I should come. So Rebbe said, but I sent you shouldn't come. Vashalchulcha delaitesi, I sent you ultimately not to come. Amar Lei, zera yisi vazelorisi, I got the first message, I didn't get the second message. Kari Alei, so Rebbe called on this situation, Bertsois Hashem darchei ish gam oivav yashlim itoy. When God is pleased with the ways of a man, even his enemies make peace with him. Rebbe considered himself, at this point, an enemy of Rebbe Chiya. So he was saying, when Hashem is pleased with you, even your enemies make peace with you. And that is, I was your enemy, I was upset with you, but because God loves you, I made peace with you. How's that? I invited you, but you didn't get my disinvitation, my uninvite. Okay. So now the question is, but what's Pshan Rebbe Chiya? Why did Rebbe Chiya teach Torah publicly? But Rebbe has a drasha. Chamuke yirei chayach kamoi chaloim. That Torah has to be taught privately. My time of Admar Hochi. Amarlei, Rebbe Chiya held, Duchsiv, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Chachmois bachutz taroina. Wisdom sings on the street. That wisdom is taught publicly. So it seems like it's machalikis tanoim. Do you teach Torah, you lock the doors, close the shades, you know, and teach it privately? Or are you allowed to put it on the web? So that's machlokes tanoim. Do you have to be very discreet about teaching Torah, or do you do it publicly? Rebbe Chiya held, no, just the opposite. It's supposed to be taught publicly. It says in Mishlei, the Torah sings on the street. So Rebbe said, you don't know how to learn. Amaliyim karis lo shanis. If you learned the pasuk, you didn't chazirim shanis. You learned it a second time. Lo shilash. You didn't learn it three times. Im shilash. Lo pirshul chach. They never explained it to you well. Chachamis bachutz taraina. We learn like this. Kedarava. Like Rava said. Now this is a pella. What do you mean? Like Rava said. This is Rebbe talking about. Yeah, Rebbe's quoting Rava. So it means Rebbe's saying an idea, and this idea was later formally taught by Rava.
Ravina Ravashi, who's writing the Gemara, is saying that this was what Rava taught you.
Exactly. The Amar Rava, Kala Isaac, the Torah, mi bifnim, Torahsai, machrezas, alav, mi bechutz. That anyone who learns Torah privately, ultimately people will find out about it. You have someone like the Chazon Ish or Rebbe Yashav. They learned their whole lives in closed doors, and yet the whole world knew who they were. Why? It's a principle. When you do the right thing privately, ultimately the word gets out.
But we know there are times in Hakel, is what you say, the whole...
So the Gemara is going to say those are times that are different, meaning even Rebbe, who holds that Torah is taught privately, there are designated times that you're allowed to teach it publicly. Says Gemara, V'hoksiv loy me roish baseser dibarti. The Gemara asks on Rebbe, isn't there a pasuk in Yeshaya that at first I did not teach the Torah privately, so that referring to Kabbal Satorah was very public, right? The whole world shook. There was an earthquake, there was lightning and thunder. Loy me roish baseser dibarti. Says the Gemara, no, hahu b'yomei dekala. From there we learn that there's a day of Kala, there's a Yarchei Kala, there's 2 months a year that you teach the Torah publicly in Elul and in Nisan. Yeah, the Torah is taught publicly, but other than that, in general, when a Rebbe teaches Torah, it's supposed to be privately. So the question is, what does Reb Chiya hold? What does Reb Chiya hold? Reb Chiya, hai chamukei reichayach mayavila. Reb Chiya, what does he do with the pasuk of chamukei reichayach? That Torah is supposed to be private. Says Gemara, Muki lo b'tztak of milas chasadim. He says that pasuk is not referring to Torah. It's referring to charity and acts of kindness. Torah is a public thing. Charity you do privately. Now, there's a very big shaila in halacha. If a person gives money, should they keep it to themselves, mata maseser, or is it better that people know about it? So a few important ideas. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba that when a person gives money, they should put their name on it. And we learn it out from Psukim in the Chumash that when Reuven went to save Yosef, the Torah records the name of Reuven. Why? The Torah should hide it. The Rashba says, Mikan, and if someone gives tzedakah, you put their name on it. It doesn't take away from the mitzvah. But still, furthermore, Chafetz Chaim writes, let's say there's an appeal in shul, you dafka are supposed to say your name. Should not be, I'll give privately later when nobody knows about it. Chafetz Chaim says it's wrong. Number one, there are two mitzvahs of tzedakah. There's a mitzvah to give and there's a mitzvah of amira. There's a mitzvah to say. It says, ki beglal hadavar hazeh. And therefore, if you just give it, you lose out on the chelek of the mitzvah of saying. So you say, I'll say it, but I won't say it's me. Chafetz Chaim says the way the world works is most people are sheep. They just follow what other people are doing. And the reality is, when people see other people giving, they give more. Now, what you could do is, you could say, I'm giving $1,000. And then you could give $1,100. So you get the best of all the worlds. First of all, you mekayim the Rashba. Second of all, you mekayim the mitzvah of Dibor. Third of all, people learn from you. And then you could do Mata Masesi. You could always tack on extra. If you're worried, you want to do it privately, you could tack on. That's when you're giving taniyim. So then the recipient is embarrassed. But stamazai. It's yeshiva, it's shul, yeah.
But mitzvah sedacha, I mean, primarily it could be someone that gives
taniyim. Yeah, but most sedacha given today, most people don't know aniyim. They give it to time cheshabbos. They give it to.
What about having your name on a building?
What?
What about having the name on a building?
No problem.
No problem. Doesn't take away from.
Doesn't take away.
Giving to Tom Chabas and not giving directly to him.
Yeah, giving to them. It's not embarrassing.
That's not considered.
Nobody knows
who
gets a Tom
Chabas. It is, but it's. Just that's a general donation. That's not called giving to an ani. That's some.
So what mitzvah are you not giving? You're not giving stuff to.
That's not the Rambam's. Are you giving taniyim? You're giving, but it's not. You're not giving directly.
It's not like putting an envelope under the.
On Purim, you're not giving.
You are.
In other words, you might see, maybe it's better just to get directly in and skip the organization.
Of course it is. Mitzvah ba yesh mei b'shulchai. Sure. But most people don't know aniyim. Who knows aniyim? You know real aniyim?
Does anybody know real aniyim? In other words, if you go to Atzisol, you see them, if you go around in Brooklyn, you can see them. People come here every week, Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, but you know.
Does anybody know?
Some people know.
I know as much as I can know.
Some rabbanim know. There are rabbanim in the neighborhood. They know what aniyim are. Okay. Bottom line is, what do we see from here? That their nazifus was 30 days. Alma nazifa ditu tlas in yomin. So how could we say that their nazifus was 7 days? Right? The Gemara started off by saying their nazifus was 7 days. But here we see what it's 30 days. Says the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, Nazifa Nasi Shani. There the Nasi put you in Cherem. It's talking about Rebbe. Rebbe was the Nasi. The Nasi puts you in Cherem, it's much more serious. It's 30 days. Stamazoi, when the Rebbe puts you in Cherem, it's only 7 days. Says the Gemara, Nazifa Didan Kamahava. And our Nazifas, how much is it? Their Nazifas was 7 days. How about ours in Bavel? Chad Yoima. It's only 1 day. Ki hadu Shmuel Umar Ukva. Like Shmuel Umar Ukva. Ki hava Yosvi. When they were sitting, Garsi Shmaita. They were learning. Hava Yosef Mar Ukva Kameda Shmuel. Mar Ukva sat before Shmuel, Barachak Daud Amos. 4 Amos away. Shmuel was the God of Adar. Mar Ukva was secondary to him. Rashi says, Ketamad L'Shmuel. The Shmuel Gadol B'Tar Yosh Mar Ukva. Shmuel was the Gadol Hadar. Shmuel was also a doctor. Shmuel was the expert in Dinei Mamonos. We always pass in like Shmuel in Dinei Mamonos. The Rosh says in Baba Kama that Shmuel was a very practical person. Nehirin Le Shvile Derakia Kishvile Dinarda. Shmuel knew practicum, and he was the Gadol Hadar in Dinei Mamonos. Mar Ukva was secondary. So Mar Ukva sat in a distance from him, in deference to him. However, Mar Ukva was the practicing Av Beis Din. Despite the fact that Shmuel was greater, Mar Ukva had the position of Av Beis Din. V'chiyav Yosef Bedina, when they sat in court, Av Yosef Shmuel kamei de Mar Ukva brachik d'alad amos. Mar Ukva sat away from Shmuel. Shmuel sat away from Mar Ukva for amos. And now, Mar Ukva relied on Shmuel's psakim, so Mar Ukva had to be close enough to hear what Shmuel would say. They dug out a spot for Mar Ukva b'tzifta, covered with a mat. V'yasavilave, and Mar Ukva sat there a little bit higher up so they could hear what Shmuel was saying. Ki hecha delishtamen mile, so that Shmuel's words would be heard by Mar Ukva. Now, Mar Ukva, again, was secondary to Shmuel. Mar Ukva would walk Shmuel home every day. Excuse me, Shmuel. Kol yom ava malavi le Mar Ukva l'Shmuel ad ushbizus. Every day, Mar Ukva would accompany Shmuel back to his host. Again, Shmuel was much greater. Yom echad itchud b'dinei. One day, Mar Ukva was arangetracht in his din, and he forgot to accompany Shmuel home. Have a azur Shmuel basrei. Now Shmuel had to follow him. And ki mata lebeisei, when Shmuel got to his house, Amalei loy nagalacha, aren't your ways clear to you? Do you see what you did? You delayed me. I couldn't go home because you didn't accompany me, and I was subject to you today. Lishri li mar betigrei, let the master release me in his dispute, meaning stop your court case and let me go home already. Meaning Shmuel was upset at Mar Ukva. Yada denaka milsavadaite. So Mar Ukva realized that Shmuel was upset at him. Nag nazifus benashi chad yoima. So he conducted himself benazifus for 1 day. Hahiyitza.
It seems that Nazifa is not something that a Beis Din places upon
no.
Nazifa. You're Neuhig in a Nazifa.
Correct.
So it's more of a Hargasha.
Yeah, when you realize the Rebbe's not happy with you, the correct protocol is you sort of act with humility. You don't go out. You realize that you've aroused the ire of the Rebbe, and you sort of show a deference by not going out in public. Hahiyitza dehavas Yasa b'shvila. There was a woman sitting on the road. Havas pashta kara. She stuck out her leg. V'kamanifa chushlai. She was winnowing hulled barley seed. Whatever she was doing. She was winnowing. V'havas chalef v'azal tzumer banan. There was a rabbi who was passing back and forth, but her leg was stuck out, and the rabbi had to go around her. V'lo ichna mikame. She didn't retreat her leg. So the rabbi said, "Yo, mechutzaf. Get your leg off the road so I can walk regularly." Amar kama chatzifa hiyitza. The rabbi said, how brazen is this woman? So now she had a shaila. Is she in Cherem or is she benazifas? Asala kamei de Rav Nachman. She came before Rav Nachman. Amar Allah, Rav Nachman said to her, Mishamet shimta mipumei. Did you hear the rabbi explicitly say you're in Cherem? Amar Allah, she said no. Amar Allah, so he said to her, he didn't put you in Cherem, he was just displeased with you. Zili nahoyge nazifus echad yom benafshech. So you should be noyeg nazifus 1 day. Okay. Zutra Bar Tuvia, a man by the name of Zutra Bar Tuvia,
so
have
if
a.
If it's official, it's 30 days. If it's like.
If he says you're in Cherem, it's 30 days.
And
if he doesn't, it's just he displays displeasure, then you're knowing Nazifas for 1 day. Zutra Bar Tuvia have a kapasik sidra kamei de Rabbi Yehuda. Zutra Bar Tuvia was reciting scriptures, psukim, before Rabbi Yehuda. Kimata l'hai psukah, he came to the following pasuk. Ve'eila divrei David ho'achroinim. These are the last words of David. These are the last words, meaning divrei is the lashon of nevius. Now, Rashi learns, if you look at Rashi, we'll get into it in 1 second. The fact that it says these are the last words of David, Amar Lei. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, Achroinim. The fact that the Pasuk says in Shmuel that these are the last words of David, Meklal Deiko Rishonim. That implies there were earlier words. Rishonim Ayninu. What were the earlier words? So, Shasik, Rabbi Yehuda was silent. V'loy amar lei, v'loy midi. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything. Now Rashi learns that there's a question here. V'loy loy matzino shamar dava divrei, ela b'mikra zeh, the divrei lashon nevuah. The word divrei is a language of nevuah. And we don't find that David ever said nevuah. So how can you say these are the later words of Nevuah of David? David never said earlier words of Nevuah. Now there's a question. Divrei, the word Divrei is Nevuah. There are other times it says the word Divrei and it's not referring to Nevuah. For example, Divrei Koheles ben David. It's not Nevuah. Koheles is not Nevuah. It's Racha Kodesh, but it's not Nevuah. It's Ksuvim. But anyway, the Gemara feels that the words Divrei are Nevuah. And this Tuvia Bar Zuchu Bar Tuvia challenged Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. And he said, what are the earlier words of Nevuah? And then he repeated the question. Amar Lei, meaning Amar Lei Achrein Mekal Dik Rishonim. My Ninu, what are they? So he was Shasik. Amar Lei Blamidi. Hadar Amar Lei said again Achreinim Mekal Dik Rishonim. Rishonim I hate Myhi. Now Zutra Bar Tuvia thought that the reason Rav Yehuda did not respond is Rav Yehuda didn't understand the question, so he repeated it. Rav Yehuda thought the reason why he repeated it is he was trying to egg him on. Oh, you don't know the answer? Let me ask you again. By the way, the Meiri says, we learn from here, if you ask a Talmud Chacham a question and he evades you, don't repeat the question. He's evading because he doesn't know the answer, so don't rub it in. Sometimes people ask a question. Not always do people know the answer, so don't repeat it. Maybe he'll find out the answer. But Rabbi Yehuda felt it was wrong that this questioner was repeating the question. So Rabbi Yehuda now responds, "Amar Lei, my daitach, what do you hold? Lo yada perusha dehaikra lav gavar rabahu? You hold that if someone who doesn't know the answer is not a great person? Why do you repeat the question?" So yada denaka milsa b'daite, Zutra Bar Tuvia realized that Rabbi Yehuda was upset. Noig nezifus b'nafshe chad yoyma. So it was noig nezifus one day.
But then, requires you to go out and all the things that were restricted from the previous daf, right?
Like the, we don't know clearly. Doesn't say exactly what the guidelines are.
Is it like a nidoy or not? It's not like nidoy.
We don't know. You know, as far as the Gemara says, it's only.
So what are they doing to themselves?
Well, the raya the Gemara brought the nezifus in general 7 days was from Miriam, right? So there, Miriam was locked up. So apparently, part of nezifus is, you know, you're in, you don't go out. But whether it has the exact halachic status, you know, in other words, could he not bring a carbon? The nila sasandal. The Gemara doesn't say. We don't have it. I don't know. Okay, the Gemara says the asana la miha. But now that we came to the subject. What's the answer to the question of, it says, Achroinim Meklal Deika Rishonim. Achroinim Meklal Deika Rishonim. Rishonim Mahi. What were the earlier words of David's Nevuah? So it says like this. It says in the parak before, Vayidaber David Lashem. David spoke to God. Es Divrei Hashira Hazois. The words of this song. Biyom Hitzel Hashem Oisai. On the day God saved him. Mikaf Kol Oivav. Umikaf Shaol. From the hands of his enemies and from Shaol. It says, David said to Hashem this song when God saved him from Shaul. Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. Hashem said to David, Shira Ata Imra Mapasa Shal Shaul. You're singing Shira because Shaul had a downfall. El Molei Ata Shaul. If you would be Shaul, Vahu David, and he would be David, Ibarati Kama David Mipanav. I would have destroyed many Davids from before you. Meaning, if you would have been Shaul, and he would have been David, I would have destroyed many Davids before you. Meaning he's much greater than you. Shaul is greater than you, David. Meaning, if you would have been Shaul, that you would have been born in his mazel. Meaning, if you would have been Shaul, not if you would have been him. You would have been David, born under Shaul's mazel. And he would have been David, born under your mazel. I would have destroyed you many times over. Why? Because really Shaul is much greater than David. Just David's mazel was, he was going to be the melech, and Shaul was going to lose it. So, Hainu Dechsiv, Shigayoin LeDavid, literally a song of David Asher Shar LaHashem that he sang to Hashem, Al Divrei Kush Ben Yemini, on the matter of Kush, the son of the Yeminite, the Yemini,
Binyamin, no?
Binyamin, yeah. V'chi Kush Shemai is his name, Kush V'alei Shaul Shemai. Elama Kushi, Meshuna Ba'irai, just like a Kushi is unusual in his skin, Avshol Meshuna Ba'maisav. Shaul had unusual Maisim. The reason why we call him Kush is he had outstanding Maisim. Kiyoitz B'davarat Amar, similarly we find, Al Oidois Ho'isha Kushis Asher Lokach. It says about Moshe, about the Kushite woman that he took. But she wasn't a Kushite woman, she was Midianite. V'chi Kushis Shema. V'litzipara Shema. Her name was not Kushis, she wasn't even from Ethiopia. Now, the Gemara here says a different pshat than Rashi brings on Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says, the pshat is, just like a black person, everyone agrees they're black. There's no machloikis. There's no, you know, nobody's one, what color are they? So too, everyone agreed she was a tzadikas. But the Gemara here says a different pshat. Elama kushis mashuna ba'ira, avtzipar mashuna b'masah. She was unusual, she had an unusual masim. Ki yoytze b'davar ata'imar. Vayishma eved melech ha'kushi. And the servant of the king of the Kushi heard. His name wasn't Kushi. His name was Tzidkiyah. V'chi Kushi Shemai ha'balai Tzidkiyah Shemai. Elama Kushi Mishunu ba'irai av Tzidkiyah Mishunu b'masa. Kiyotzu b'davar ato oimer. It says in the Navi Amos, Haloi kivnei Kushiyam atem li Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, you are like a bunch of Ethiopians to me. V'chi Kushiyam Shemai v'aloi Yisrael Shemai. Elama Kushi Mishunu ba'irai av Yisrael Mishunu b'masa mikol ha'umais. So what does this have to do with the final words of David?
You said what's the first
word. And what are the first? So what's the answer?
The answer was the Shira. We just said the Shira.
But how is this... the Gemara is not clear.
Why do we just go through this whole...
Yeah, what does this have to do...
According to Rashi that I was in the Nebuah.
Yeah. How is it in the Nebuah? What, the Shira? In other words, the question was, what was the first words of Nevuah of David? So where does the Gemara address the question? What is the first words?
Right, but according to Rashi, he says that the Achrayim was a Nevuah. Where do we see from this Pasuk that it was a Nevuah?
Vayidaber, the actual word.
So that was a Nevuah?
How could Vayidaber David Hashem? How could you speak Hashem without
Nevuah? So the Gemara should just say the first words were this song. What is this? What is the whole back and forth over here? In other words, with the asana, what's the Rishonim? The Rishonim is Vayidaber David Hashem.
Yeah.
Why? How do we know that this is Nevuah?
The words Vayidaber. How is David speaking to Hashem?
He sang a Shira. You speak Nevuah to Hashem? You don't speak Nevuah to Hashem. Hashem gives you Nevuah.
Anywhere is always the Nevuah. Where do we have a Shira that's not Nevuah? In Kol HaTorah Kula.
Then it's hard to say that Rabbi Yehuda didn't know this pasuk.
I'm not sure. The question is, when did David ever speak Nevuah? So the answer is, we found the pasuk. Ulai. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. What does the pasuk mean? Noom David ben Yishai, the words of David ben Yishai. O Noom HaGever, and the words of the man who kam oil, who established the yoke. This means, Noom David ben Yishai, the words of David ben Yishai, Shehuk Shehekim Ula Shal Tshuva, who established the benefits of Tshuva. Because we know, the Gemara tells us, in Avodah Zarah, that really David HaMelech would not have done the sin with Bathsheba. But rather, the Baruch Hashem sort of made him in order that people should see that you could do tshuva. So that's why he's called Noam David Ben Yishai, Noam HaGever Shehukam Al. Amar Eloikei Yisrael. Now the Gemara is going to dash in these psukim. Amar Eloikei Yisrael, the God of Israel said, Li diber tzor Yisrael. To me, the Rock of Israel said, Moishel ba'adam, you ruler of man, tzaddik Moishel yiras Elokim. A righteous person rules with the fear of God. So Gemara darshens this as follows. My kamar, what does this pasuk mean? Moishel ba'adam, tzaddik Moishel yiras Elokim. Amar Rabbi Avo, hachi kamar. This is what David meant. Amar Elokei Yisrael, says the Lord of Israel, Li Diber Tzor Yisrael. To me, the Rock of Klal Yisrael spoke. That what? Ani Moishel ba'adam. Not the pshat that David is saying. The pashat in the pasuk is Hashem told David, you rule men. No, God is saying, Ani Moishel ba'adam. I rule men. Me Moishel be. But who rules me? Tzaddik. The Tzaddik rules me, says Ribbono Shel. Shani Goizer Gzer Mevatla. I can make a decree and a Tzaddik is Mevatla. These are the names of the mighty warriors of David who sat in the assembly. What does this mean? These are the names of the mighty acts of David. Yoshev B'Sheves. The first act was he sat in his place. That means B'Shasha Yoshev B'Yeshiva. When David sat in the yeshiva, Lohoye Yoshev Al Gabe Karmuksas, he did not sit on mattresses or cushions, El Al Gabe Akarka, because David's Rebbe used to sat on cushions. The Chol Kamed Haba Rabbe Ira Hayo Irui Kayam. David's Rebbe was a man by the name of, this person is virtually unknown, but David's Rebbe was a man by the name of Ira Hayairi. When David's Rebbe was alive, Havamasni L'Rabban Agabi Karmuksasos, he taught the rabbis on mattresses and cushions. Kinach Navshe, but when David's Rebbe died, Havamasni D'L'Rabban, David was teaching the rabbis, Havay Yosef Agabi Karka, he sat on the ground. What?
Why would he do that?
Amrulei, Leisamara Karmuksasos, why don't you sit in about cover the Goyah, mattresses and cushions? Like Kabbalale, he didn't accept. Why? Anivos. He didn't want to be. The answer is when he taught Torah, he didn't teach in his capacity as Melech. He taught in his capacity as Rebbe. And in that capacity, he did it by Anivas. The Gemara says, Roish HaShalishim, Tach Kemuni. What does that refer to? Amar Rav, Amar Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hol V'Hishbal Ta'atzma, since you lowered yourself, Tehei Kamoini, Tach Kamoini, if you switch the Ches for Hey, could be read, you will be like me, that just like I can make decrees and abolish them, Shani Goyzer Gzer V'Atma V'Atla. So what do we see from here? If you want to go to somebody to have a Gzer and Nizbata, what ingredient do you need to look for? Anivos. Roish HaSholishim. Therefore, you'll be the head of threes. You will lead the three avos. And then, Oilam Abba, David is the head of the avos. Another pshat is, the Gemara says in Psachim, that La'asad Lavoi, they're going to have a big suda. And who's going to be Mezamein? David. How big is his kais? Kaisi Revaya. His kais is going to be, Reish Vav Yud, 221 lugim. It's a big cup. He's the fourth regal of the Merkava, but that's something else. The Zohar says he was zeichet to be the regular of the Merkava when Shimi ben Gera cursed him, and David said, "No, don't do anything to him." Hashem Amar Loi Kalel. He's regular Ravi. Vaiter, who Adinoi Ha'atzani? He is Adinoi the Atzani. Adinoi is a lashon of a worm. Atzani is a lashon of a bone. Kishaya Yoishev Oisik B'Toira. When he was sitting and learning Torah, Hayama Adin Atzmai Ketalas. He would bend himself like a worm. He would bend himself like a woman. When he was learning Torah, he would bend himself like a woman. In other words, he did not sit straight up, but rather he would bend himself over like a worm. When he went out to war, he would stand tall like wood. Meaning when he would learn, he would bend himself like a nothing. When he'd go out to war, he went out with great confidence. However, even when he went out to war, there was one thing David was lacking, and that is the Torah says that when we're doing the will of God, one person could knock down 1,000 people. And David, it says, Al Shmoinu Meis Cholo B'Pamachas. He was able to knock down 800 at one time. Shayazorek Chetz, he could shoot an arrow. Umapil Shmoinu Meis Cholo B'Pamachas. David could shoot an arrow and knock over 800 people at one time. And David felt bad, because the Torah says when you're doing the Ratzon of Hashem, you should be able to knock down 1,000 people. No, I'll tell you, I once spoke this out. And he was groaning that he lost out on 200. Alas, one person can run after 1,000. Yosef Abaskova Amra, Abaskal went out and said, Rak Bidvar Uriachiti, because it's an of Uriya, so that you're not perfect, you can only knock down 800. We once said over Agra that if you look in the two Shirim, there's a difference. One place, there's a word that has a gematria 1,000, and one place it has a gematria, tir de fame. One place it's gematria 1,000, and one place it's spelled that it's gematria 800. So the Gra said one was before the Chet of Uriachi, of Basheva, and one was after.
Okay. I think this
is the Stipe's Yahrzeit
today.
Is it? Today's the Stipe's Yahrzeit?
I thought I saw that.
Yeah? Today's the Yahrzeit of...
But you see how he could tell, like, how he learned like that.
Right.
I think it's today.
Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.